The FM, biatch.
We're back together in one room.
Yep, episode 96, and it is May 28th, which hopefully we can get this out tonight. Maybe. Anyway, this is Herb.
This is Ricky.
And we are back in Florida. I'm back in Florida. Now we can see each other, even though I'm looking over his gigantic Macintosh screen.
Yeah, Misty hates that shit.
Yeah, you look like the You Don't Know Jack head guy.
Oh, yeah.
You don't know crack, but I do.
So, I guess because of some listener request, it's just me and Herb tonight.
And because nobody could do anything.
Right.
Yeah, I'm here, and I'm happy.
I'm here, and I'm queer.
Yeah. And I'm happy, and my time in Phoenix was definitely done with for now. And for a while, I don't know, I had a good time, but I'm here, and I feel good about it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's been wonderful, actually. We've been all lovey-dovey and crap and junk.
Yeah, you know, typical boyfriend stuff, except we're just fucking cool like that. So, but our trip here was quite, I'm not going to say strenuous.
Bearing.
It was long, and honestly, I didn't play any video games on the way here. Like, I don't know, when I was a kid, I'd be, you know, the whole trip would be Game Boy the whole time, but as I've gotten older, it's like I'd rather just look outside or sleep or drive. So I'm. It was good. It was good. Texas sucks my ass.
Well, first
we love
of
your
all,
state. Houston is awesome.
Don't
but,
mess with
the
Texas.
Rest of it. Yeah, the rest of it. Yeah.
Well, you want to talk about your going away party?
Yeah, I had a really good going away shindig. It actually went really well. I thought it would not go that well.
I slept through half of it.
Yeah, he was tired, and I was like, "That's all right, honey. Go sleep." And we'll hang out. I invited like 50 or 60 people, I think, and maybe 20 showed up. Less than that. I don't know. People are really flaky, and that's how it goes. You know, I'm the same way. People like party here, party there, and there's always many parties on the same night, and that's how life is. So I had a good time. We had two different cakes because my friend AJ, who's been on here before.
A-jizzle,
yeah. I made him a cake, pretty much, kind of, sort of. I basically just took a funnel cake.
Oh, my God.
What, was it funnel? Or,
that
no,
was
it was the angel
so
food
gross.
Cake. No, it was awesome. And I took...
The angel food cake was crap.
I went to the Fabrics part of Walmart, and I bought a big wooden A and a J, and I, like, jarred it and stuck it in the cake, and then covered it with sprinkles, and he thought
Who
it was
Who eats cake with wood in it?
I do, because I like wood, and I like cake.
That was gross. AJ liked it, whatever.
Yeah, and you peeled it off, and it was like cotton candy cake. It was really good. So his birthday was today, actually, but I wanted to like do something for him before I moved away, you know. So
happy birthday to you.
So happy birthday, AJ. He's 26.
AJ. I think that's more effective when it's a skinny boy singing it to him.
Is it?
Yeah, I think
Oh, for him, yeah.
Yeah.
But he wouldn't be able to tell the difference. Like, if he didn't know you, he'd be like, oh. You don't have like a bassy, like fat person voice. No, you don't sound like Big Punisher, you know, where he's like, I don't discriminate. Little brown hairs everywhere, nigga.
So we started driving around 4:30 in the morning. We started about an hour and a half later than we thought we were going to start.
Yeah, and which was fine. And we drove for a long time. I don't even remember
22
now.
22 hours?
But yeah, 22 hours or so. It was long. It was good. We got into Houston. We passed by those losers in San Antonio. We're like, bitches. Between San Antonio and El Paso, this little town called Fort Stockton. And we picked up a Nintendo Wii because we were like, dude, nobody lives here. They've got to have a Wii at this Walmart because this Walmart was built in like when Sam Walton came and actually
built
his own
Walmart. Built that shit with a hammer.
Yeah, yeah. After he built the one in Arkansas where they started. But everybody's like, they didn't start here. I'm like, I know. I'm just saying. It's old. So we were like, they probably won't even know what a Wii is, you know, like, what's a Wii?
What's a Wii?
You mean the thing in my pants? But I'm like, no, sir, that's a Wayne. But yeah, so we got one, and we also got, well, I'll finish the trip.
Yeah. Actually, I want to talk about San Antonio a little bit, because, they weren't the only ones that we were supposed to stop and see. Actually, Lala and the Ninja wanted to meet up with us. But then I was, like, listening to a couple podcasts. I started listening to a new one called Pop Trash Radio.
Yeah.
And I'm listening to it, and, you know, we haven't heard Lala in a long time on our show.
Dude, I was awakened by Pop Trash because there's, like, a normal, it's like a girl.
And a guy.
And then, like, a guy that I didn't know was a guy until you told me it was.
Right.
And they, I mean, it was funny, but it was just like, wow, he's really gay.
He's from he's country Texas gay guy.
Dude, he's more than that.
I think he's funny.
He's a level beyond that.
But anyway, they have calls coming in, and who do I hear? Lala. And I was like, that bitch has not called our show in forever.
My name is Lala, and this is MTV Cribs.
Hey, bitch.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was like, she hasn't called our show in a long time. And I was like, I hate that bitch. And then lo and behold, I get home, and this is what we have.
Hey, boys, it's Lala. I have a couple things I want to talk to you about. First of all, if you start calling your show the Misty and Herb Show, Ricky, you and I can have our own show, and we can call it the Newer, Hotter Foul Monkeys, and it'll be super sexy or something. We'll just talk about sex all the time. It'll be great. And Herb, that Peaches song you were talking about, is also in Lost in Translation. If you haven't seen it, it's great because the main character in that movie is getting a lap dance, but he's just sitting there with this look on his face like he's the most bored, like, out of it person, and they're playing that horrible song. And also, way to insult the state I live in and the state I'm from all in one episode, even though the guy from Illinois was a retard. Yeah, you don't give a 10-month-old a gun. Way to go. Missed you guys this week. I wish we could have caught up. I'm so sorry that I didn't, you know, get the chance to get out to San Antonio and meet you guys. But, hey, maybe next time or next year I'll be in Florida for Daytona's Bike Week. So maybe we can, like, meet up or do something then. Lesbian. Anyway, bye.
No, so, she sounds really nice, and I, you know, whenever we do meet her finally, that'd be cool.
Oh, yeah. We can totally drive to Daytona. It's like an hour and a half. That's not bad.
Daytona!
So we drive through San Antonio, and then we land in Houston.
Yeah, which took a really long time. But Houston, honestly, I thought Houston was going to be like desert, flatland, nothing like the rest of Texas is. Because I went through, when I drove to Arizona originally, I went north on 40, and I came through, like, Dallas, and then I went to, like, Midland, and then I went down south to El Paso, and then to Tucson and Phoenix. But this time we took the 8, or excuse me, the 10. So yeah, Houston is actually a lot like Florida. It's kind of like a hillier, more lush, more, like, very, very old. Like, you know, you can tell things have been there for a really long time, kind of like Florida, but it's more like a Carolina because it's a lot hillier. But it was really nice. They have this gigantic mall there that's like 3 stories high with a hotel and office buildings inside of it and huge, like, fountains and shit. It was
cool. We have to talk about the people that took us there and who we stayed with.
And we met up with, go ahead.
One of the listeners, Ray.
Ray.
He offered up his third or fourth bedroom for us to sleep in.
Yeah, he was really cool.
And we get there, and there's another podcast superstar there.
Mr. Maynard.
Nard.
Nard. Nard sounds like, isn't that like a word for something?
I don't know.
Like, it was Maynard, but I've heard Nard, like, you know, Nard is like a slang for, I'm going to look it up on Urban Dictionary.
I don't know, but we get there, it's 4 o'clock in the morning, and Nard's like, are you ready to record?
Are you ready to record a better podcast?
We're like, I can't sure. Even do it. We were tired, but it was worth it, and it was good to get to know them. And so we slept, and then we got up the next day, and
that's what it is. A Nard is slain for testicle.
Oh.
Yeah, it has 82 thumbs up and 22 down, so it's, I'm thinking it's Nard. Pretty much that. Yeah.
That's hot. So we get up, and first Herb has to call the bank because...
He does kind of look like a testicle. I'm just joking. A very cute one. Nard was really awesome. Anyway, go ahead.
Herb jacked up his checking account by depositing his check into the trash.
Yeah, so Washington Mutual has Dropbox, you know, like the one in the ATM that takes like a while for them to deposit it because... Washington Mutual, the company from California, has to come over and get it from the ATM rather than Washington Mutual, the building that the ATM is attached to. What the fuck? So they're like, drop it in the Dropbox and we'll get it overnight. So I'm looking all around and, you know, I'm kind of, you know, tired. It's like 4:35 in the morning. I'm kind of like ready to go get on our trip or like leaving. And so I see this like hole that doesn't say trash or garbage on it. And it, I can see a light in the back of it, you know, like where there's a door where you can open it up and get, you know, the deposits out of. And it's right next to the ATM and it's right under the ATM slips. So I put it in that. And apparently the guy tells me that that was the trash. Well, I was like, well, why don't you go check in there for it? And it was there. So anyway, yeah, they took off an overcharge and I'm not doing that anymore. I'll just go during business hours. Right. Fuck that shit.
So they take us to this awesome Mexican restaurant, or Tex-Mex restaurant.
Called Chewy's.
Like, and Chewbacca. It was the fucking bomb.
Yeah, it was really good.
That shit was good. That ranch jalapeno dressing stuff, that was great.
Yeah, it burned me in ways I can't imagine, but it was good.
Oh, yeah. And another thing about Texans, what's up with the sign every 2 miles that says,
"Yeah, dude,
don't mess with Texas"?
I thought San Francisco people were elite, but Texans are a level above faggotry. They're like, they're like every 50 yards is "don't mess with Texas." Every 100 yards is "stay in the right lane if you're going slow. Don't slow Texas down." It's like,
right,
dude, your state is bigger than half the states, you know, altogether. I'm like, dude, there's so much empty space in Texas. Why don't they just, you know, promote this whole going green fad, which granted is very, you know, is a lot better for the earth, you know, in a way. But it's like kind of a fad, you know, like certain companies are like, we go green. And it's like, well, dude, you guys don't really use any resources. So, you know, like, hey, we make milk. So we're going green, even though cows basically power our factories. You know what I'm saying? It's like, whatever, dude. So, and the only reason I say that is because I worked on the dairy, and we have some organic milk company that's like, we go green, and it's like, dude, I'm pretty sure you guys aren't, you know, killing the earth. It's more the oil companies.
Right.
So I was like, you know, why don't they just, you know, so much of Texas is flat and open, and nothing's really there of any environmental importance. So I'm not saying bulldoze it, just put solar panels all over it like they do in Tucson, and, you know, save energy. That could power like half the U.S. if you took all of, you know, all the empty space in Texas and put solar panels. It's not like there's anything there. They're all fenced off anyway.
Right.
So I got stopped by a cop too.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you want to tell them about your early Christmas present that you got?
Because I was doing 55 and a 54. I'm just joking. I was doing 91 and an 80. And yeah, I got an early 100 and something, 65?
$150.
And the guy was, like, really nice, and he was treating me nice, and he was asking about the trip, and it was, you know, he gave me that attitude, like, you know, like, he wasn't going to give me a ticket, like, oh, I understand, you know, I reckon that you're right, and, you know, yeah. But he didn't, and he gave me a ticket anyway. And I wanted, I've seen Super Troopers too many times, and I don't really like it that much, but the funniest part of the entire movie is when the guy's like, "Mother of God." I wanted him to like give me that look with the blue blockers, you know, like "Mother of God."
Did you see him come over and look at me in the car?
Yeah, like, who's this fag?
Right,
that's my boyfriend.
I should have said, you should have said, "I was just getting a blowjob in my car. I'm fucking sorry."
Yeah, I had to press down the accelerator. I'm fucking packed in here. My car was packed.
Like, oh my god, we were stuck in there like
there was no room. Sardines, right?
Sardines.
Yeah. You were like tuna fish the other day. I was like, well, all canned food is pretty stuck, so I guess that works. But yeah, all in all, it was a good time. I love road trips, and you know, I'm here now. And it really, when I look back, it really didn't take that long. It only took like 3 days, 2.5 days.
Texas took fucking forever.
Yeah, that was the biggest part.
I was so tired.
The first leg of the trip was like desert and nothing. Like as you leave Arizona, it gets less and less cool, you know, like cool scenery wise and more, you know, nothing and, you know, death and, you know, government projects. And, you know, the last leg of the trip after Houston was really nice. Louisiana and Alabama, you know, it's a lot like, it's just like Florida. So
we saw some bayous.
Oh yeah. And we went on that huge ass bridge. The one that like, that, you know,
that really tall one was scary.
That one was scary too. Yeah. And then the one that like goes down into the swamp Biloxi. And goes like forever.
And then that tunnel in Biloxi.
Yeah.
Remember? That was cool.
I was going to hold my breath, but like I would have been there for an hour. So.
Made me lose my breath.
I need a soldier. So the Wii is really cool.
I need a soldier.
I don't know if I told everybody I got to play the Wii like 5 days before it came out.
Should we give him our Wii number?
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
right over there.
Okay. I'll be right back.
So, we have a Wii, and we're going to give you the Wii number so that you can add us and you can mingle with us on our Wii land.
Yeah. So I was going to say, I played it like before it came out because my friend like Jack won from GameStop when he was working there. But after that, I really didn't play a whole lot until now. And it just consistently amazes me what a great piece of technology it is. I mean, you know, video games are basically nothing in the scheme of the whole world, but I find them neat. And I like technology, and that's just me. So they are really cool. I mean, we have like the weather and the news on there, and I was surfing the internet and watching Jamiroquai music videos on YouTube, and it's fast as hell. And dude, once you have a remote control for a video game that you can point at the screen and do things with, you'll never play PS3 or Xbox 360 again. It doesn't matter how good the graphics are. It's like not even, I mean, I was all the way across the living room, like in the kitchen, surfing the internet with a wireless remote.
And the YouTube video looks better on the Wii than
the Wii
it does,
than
on, a
it does on
the
computer. Exactly. It was like,
well,
you know,
we kind of have a reason for it to look better though.
Right. But I mean, it's just, it's a really amazing system. If you haven't tried it before, or if you're thinking about, you know, between systems, what should I get? It's the cheapest. It comes with a free game. And
it's white.
Yeah. Just in case you're from, you know, Orlando. Yeah, I don't know. It's really cool. It's really great. I like it a whole lot. It's awesome. Ricky's all over it. And, you know, he's not really even
into
video games.
And the Wii, too.
Yeah. Well, he's been all over that, and that was white, too. So. But yeah, Ricky doesn't play video games, and he's played...
I'm addicted to Paper Mario.
Super Paper Mario, yeah.
Oh my god, I love that.
It's good shit.
And I like Excite Truck.
So our Wii number is 8476-7111-1397-7743. If you want to add us, just go to the message mail center of your Wii on the bottom right of the main screen, just in case you don't know, and you can add people. And once that happens, eventually, once they have Wi-Fi games, we'll be able to play together, or you can send us messages, or your little me avatar characters that you create will mingle with ours, and we'll have like a big collection.
And we can have a big me orgy.
Exactly.
That's hot.
They should have like an orgy button, like where you can like, you know how like you align them? You can tell them to stand in line. They should be like orgy, and they all get on each other like The Sims.
That would be awesome.
And then it like blurs out, you know, the privates like The Sims does. But yeah, it's really cool. If you haven't tried it, try it. Wii's awesome, and it's cheap.
And we also got a new toy to go with that also.
Yeah. Tell them.
So I was looking for a new TV, and I wanted to get a flat screen TV.
And I was like, I don't think it's the prime time to buy a huge and/or HD TV just yet. But Ricky was like, I really want one. So I was like, all right, well, if we're going to get one, we're going to get one that's good, because we're not getting a piece of shit like Vizio or Elo or any of those crap off brands.
So the day, what was it, Saturday?
Yeah.
Saturday day.
Took forever.
We woke up, I guess, around 12 or 1, 2, somewhere around there. So we go shopping for TVs all fucking day long. And we go from one Walmart to the next Walmart because they're all out of stock.
Yep.
And then we went to Sam's, and we went to Circuit City.
And Best Buy.
And Circuit City tried to rip us off.
Seriously.
Assholes.
Yeah.
So we finally end up getting
50
hold your purses.
50-inch screen, money, green leather sofa. Anyway.
We have a 50-inch screen plasma flat panel TV.
Yep, it's Philips and it rocks. Honestly, for all you people out there that think you know anything about TVs, before you say anything, yes, it's only 720p, but honestly, you will not know the difference between 1080i or P and 720p when you have a 50-inch screen TV that has 10,000-to-1 contrast ratio.
Right.
The contrast ratio really makes a difference. So anybody who's out there buying a TV, if you see one that only has 500-to-1, even if it's 1080p, it will not look as good as this one or others like it.
Is
so
this
it's
nerdy
like,
talk now?
Yeah, a little bit.
Nerdy.
I have to
nerd
inform
alert.
People, man. People
nerd
don't know. Also, for anybody that doesn't know, because I have learned a lot, not only through my best friend who's really into this stuff, like, you know, TVs and whatnot, but through just, you know, learning on Saturday of our 8-hour, 10-hour trip, you know, for finding TVs. But I, in as in 1080i or 720i, stands for interlaced picture. So those are much better when you're looking at still images like slideshows or when you're watching, you know, nature shows, things like that. For 1080p or, you know, 720p, the P, it stands for progressive, as in the way they used to make regular TVs that had progressive scan on it. I don't know if anybody who plays GameCube remembers that, because that was like a big GameCube thing. But that's better for moving images or fast-moving stuff, you know, so movies, video games. So make sure when you go out there and buy a TV that you get what you're looking for. If you're getting one to use as a monitor most of the time for a computer, you want I, because the computer isn't constantly moving. So anyway, yeah, it's awesome, and we like it, and the Wii rocks.
So we've been playing around with that, and...
And the TV, too.
Yes, for all of our listeners that are gay and male, we've been getting it on like rabbits.
Yeah, man, it's been too long, and our sex is the bomb, baby.
Bomb, baby.
And it really is. I mean, I've never had better sex than I have with Ricky. And I hate to be all Howard Stern and
oh
shit.
Oh, my God. Do you have to tell
true.
Everybody that?
It's true, man. Whatever. They need to know what they're not getting. Bitch. So, yeah. We're good. And we have a big-ass TV. And I probably wouldn't buy one myself. But I bought the Wii. Ricky bought the TV. I set up all the entertainment center. Or I set up the... I hooked up everything. Mm-hmm. We both hooked up the entertainment center. We're, you know, we're sharing stuff. We're, you know, it's... It's working, and I'm glad, and yeah, I feel great here. I love the weather. I miss Florida a whole lot, and everything's going well.
So I want to talk about the Prepper Map.
Yeah.
We have some new, like, international listeners.
Oh, snap.
We have two people in Madrid. Ooh. We have a person in Melbourne, Australia.
G'day. That's not a knife.
And,
this is a knife.
We actually had a... I might. And we actually had someone in Spain, but I can't remember what city it was in.
Well, that's Madrid too.
Yeah, but it was a different city than Madrid.
Oh, okay.
Maybe Barcelona or somewhere like that. Okay. So, and I also want to talk about some MySpace comments MySpace. And then go over some telephone calls. Mm-hmm. We have someone named Gus that added themselves to our MySpace page. And he's actually downloaded all the shows.
You know, every time I hear that, I think of, like, what's his name? Paul Simon. You know, hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Yeah, anyway.
Right.
You know, 50 ways to leave your lover.
Mm-hmm.
Drop off the key, Lee.
Right.
Make a new plan, Stan. Don't need to be coy, Roy.
Right.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So he added himself and he listened to the shows. And I'll by the way, I just want to let everyone know I actually removed episodes 1 through 53.
That rhymed.
So if you're not able to get them, I'm sorry. Maybe we can do some kind of deal where you pay like $5 for a DVD or something like that.
Or you send us like very revealing penis pictures and we will send you sort of revealing audio podcasts.
So Gus sent a message saying that he loved the actually I'll write it here. I'll read what he said. Mm-hmm. Hey, I have been listening to your show back shows and just got to the one where you read the letter you sent to your old HR. Hmm. I have to say that was the best. My partner was just let go from, I won't say the company, for basically being gay. He is the second to have this happen.
It might as well be any company.
Right. The call center directory doesn't like gay people much, so she looks for the littlest things to fire them for. Since Minnesota is legal to fire someone for any reason, which is in Florida too.
You have right to work? Or?
I thought about calling up this person and playing the recording of you reading the letter, but I won't say his boyfriend's name. Right. Won't give me the bitch's number. Gus.
Dude, you need to like cock slap that fool and then do it for him. I'm just joking. I have actually not read that letter or heard it because I didn't listen that far back or I didn't hear that episode.
Right.
You got to show me which one it is. But yeah, apparently Ricky has like the best bitch out letter ever.
I know, right?
And we know lots of people we can use that on.
So I told him that listen to the show and transcribe it and then send it to her. And he goes, why don't you just copy and paste it for me so I don't have to retype it?
Yeah, that's what I would say too. That's transcribing.
Because you got to work for that shit, okay? This is happening for free.
Tell him you'll copy and paste it if he copies and pastes some porno for you.
So I sent him a copy of the letter. Cool. So that's all good. And then we have Enrique, which he actually called us also, and this is what he had to say.
I haven't heard him yet. Right on.
I know. That's what's awesome about it. Here we go.
Iglesias?
Maybe. Here he is.
Hey, Fall Monkeys, this is Enrique, and this is like the 20th time that I record this. Play this one, though. I just wanted to say what's up, and that I love your show, and hope you guys are doing great. Not doing so great here. I just broke up with my boyfriend of 10 months. But if you guys have any tips on how to get over him, that'd be great. Bye.
I can be your hero, baby. That's what I think when I hear Enrique.
Well, Enrique, we're sorry to hear about you and your boyfriend.
Yeah, it always sucks, man.
What can he do to get over it? Find the nearest chubby boy and just kiss him?
Latch on and hug him like a teddy bear. No, I don't know. I mean, it depends on the situation. You know, if you broke up with him, be done with it. It's a mental thing. I've definitely learned a lot in the past 7 years in Phoenix, and that most of life, most of reality is, you know, perception, not fact. Many things are facts, but the way you feel is the way that you want to feel. So if you want to be angry and hate our show because you're retarded, that's your choice, man. We're not going to change. But, you know.
Are you talking about Ernest Sewell?
I could be, but there's some others. There's always somebody. There's like a new one every week. And they
right.
They
Who
never,
gives a shit?
Yeah, they never bring anything original.
Tell that to the thousands of listeners that listen and love us.
Exactly.
Assholes.
Well, and it's like they never change. Nobody ever says anything intelligent. And, you know, we have fun on our show.
And we never claim to be the most intelligent people on the show.
And nobody really knows us in real life except for the people that are on the show.
Right. So my name may not even be Ricky.
Right. And I'm definitely not Herb, so don't even. So yeah, but, you know, Enrique, you know, I'm no Dr. Ruth, but, you know, I've learned a lot. And, oh, sorry, I got distracted by penis. But, you know, everything's up to perception. It really is. If you want to have a bad time thinking about it, you know, distract yourself. That's why, you know, why do you think I play so many damn video games? You know, I love them. I find them fascinating. I have a lot of fun with them. But a lot of times video games have definitely been a method of like self-medication without the harmful side effects like, you know, bulimia and drugs in San Francisco. So
there is nothing wrong with a little bit of bulimia in your life.
As long as it's not Hillary Duff, right?
Oh, Lindsay Lohan got arrested for
DUI.
DUI.
Yeah. We read that on our
Wii. She didn't learn from her friend.
How fucking weird
Paris.
Is that, man?
I know, right?
Wii has Lindsay Lohan news. What else do you need? Like, oh my God.
Oh my God. Forget about that fucking war. It's all about Lohan. So.
What was that Paris? What's her album called? Paris Hilton?
Paris.
And then what's that song you were playing? She's like, that's hot. It was like, whoa, I wonder who this is. I didn't even have to look at the computer.
I'm sorry. That's like, I think the album's good.
Honestly,
I think it's a good album to listen to. It's like a dance album. So.
Right. Like Madonna. What was that? Confessions of a
Dance
on
floor.
The Dance Floor. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like, you know, to me, dude, I've really never been in a whole lot of pop, and I generally don't like Britney Spears or Christina Aguilera or anybody. You know, good voices aside, because some of them do have good voices, I think a lot of the music they make is like, you know, whatever, it's crap.
Britney has good moving lips.
She's toxic.
And the ones on her face.
Right. Oh, damn. That's not the only one that's attached to a bald head.
Ooh.
I think they both are. Most of the time, anyway. But, you know, honestly, I heard the Paris thing, and if you didn't know who it was, you wouldn't be able to tell who it was between any of them. So it's not a big deal whether it's Paris or Britney or Christina or Ashanti or fuck you, Ciara. Or
Sierra. Automatic.
Or Cascada or Cassie or what's that? Who's
Whatever.
That? I'm Bossy. Names. Who does Bossy?
Because I'm Bossy.
Who is that?
Kalise.
It's like not even spelled right.
Manic.
Or Kia. Or Kaya.
Kaya.
Yeah.
So, also, Enrique says he loves everyone on the show. He thinks we're all funny. And
we are.
That's cool.
Ryan especially. Ryan and Misty gets down on people, man.
I know. I love her.
She goes off. You know, it's like...
She's great.
She does the talking, so I don't have to.
So, then we had another person. He's on MySpace, and his name is Chard Bear. But he called and left us a message, so here
Chard.
It is.
I'm going to look up Chard now.
Here it is.
Okay, first of all, I just have to say, the only reason I found you guys is because I was on MySpace. I thought Ricky was cute, okay? But did was got me to listen to you guys, and you're friggin' hysterical. Now I listen to you while I clean my bedroom instead of music, but I have to say, I've only heard one episode so far, because I just discovered this today. But, Ricky, if you can't tell the difference between a dick or a strap-on in your mouth, honey, you got problems. You guys have a good day. Bye.
All right, Chard. And I quote UrbanDictionary.com, 33 thumbs up and 23 down on this one. A gay motherfucker who loves chugging dog cock.
Ooh.
And used in a sentence, damn, dude, that guy's is such a chard. It's also a kind of like a, or not a suffix, but a like an abbreviation, like a nickname for Richard. So, right. Ricky, there you go. Chard. It's also an idiot at work who often messes things up. Mr. Colonel is such a chard, apparently. I like Nard better, a testicle.
Yeah.
I also, you know, the other thing, Nard is also like a poop ball. It is. It's on here.
What he was referring to is one of the older shows. He was actually downloading some of the older shows, and it's probably one from like the very beginning. So he has a lot to see, a lot of changes that he's going to see before he actually gets caught up to all these. So.
Right.
Thank you. Thank you for messages, and we enjoy it. Please keep calling us.
So, no, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say we have other people, too.
Okay.
We have Bjorn, and he...
I like that name.
I know. He's cool, and he's cute, too. He actually started listening to us because he had heard about us from the Little Fatty Cast and B-Talk, and he's grown to love B-Talk, he says, and then he started listening to us. He's been listening to us for about 2 months. The show is fun, and I love you being dirty and the racism jokes. I love them.
Hmm.
People need to realize that being fags makes us targets, and it's okay to make fun of us. So for people to just joke about stereotypes, and people should relax. Keep up the good work.
Right on, man.
Oh, and he signed it Super Bjorn Bjorn.
Wait, where's he from?
He is from...
The dark side of the moon.
Dun, Dallas, Texas.
Dude, Texas, man. We love you guys.
I know.
Most
we
of
have
your
more
state
listeners.
Like sucks, but wherever you people are at, that's fucking cool because we obviously didn't hit up those areas.
There's more people, more listeners in Texas than any other state that we have. Man.
And I know, you know, I can see it right now. Any of our haters, because there's always a new one. Well, that's because, you know, unintelligent people live in Texas and they don't know anything and blah, blah, blah. And blah, 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 blah. And it's like, dude.
How do they say it again?
Say what?
How do they make that noise again?
Blah, 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 blah.
Slow motion.
Blah, blah, blah. Fast motion's funnier. I don't know, man. Get your own podcast if you don't like us, and stop listening.
Get your own fucking podcast, man.
Yeah, man. We don't even have to go into detail.
Fuck
but don't,
you.
Don't listen. Don't listen, please.
Should I even mention about the still accusal that's going on with me, or should I even not go there?
Yeah, whatever.
Eh. If you want to know, just email me. I'll tell you because it's really not worth the time.
Yeah, and people like. Well, I could talk about the guy. We don't have to talk about what he's accusing because it's really bad. I don't know what his name is, but he lives in San Francisco, which is automatically gay. And right. He was in high school at the same time I was. So
and he thinks he has more intelligence than anyone because apparently he loves Prince so much.
Right, and his journal looks exactly like Ernest.
Actually,
because...
yeah, I think Ernest Sewell had him do his journal.
No. They both don't know HTML. They both get pre-made LJ layouts done, which is fucking gay. Fucking gay. Learn some HTML. It's not that hard. So
yeah,
anyway, he what was I going to say?
I don't know. You said you were going to talk about him. What's ironic is that he's 24 years old, but his LJ name is old age.
Well, he needs to die already if he's that old. Shit. Anyway, yeah, he's annoying. And, dude, you waste him and whoever else was it? They waste more time criticizing us than we waste talking about them.
I know. And another thing is that he had to go to a journal entry that was not friends only to actually reply to me. So he actually searched me out.
Right, you know right. Like, it's so. Like, dude, turn off the laser disc of Prince. Get right. out of the house. Take off
Step
the purple
out of your
rain,
little Prince outfit.
Put your purple umbrella away and shut the hell up. Please get your own podcast, dude.
Get your own fucking podcast.
Or at least look. When you
and then you can talk about us then if you want to. But
well,
until
yeah.
then, nah.
But it's like matter. When you criticize somebody, you gotta be intelligent about it. Don't just make some idle threats and talk crap. Say something about it. You're from San Francisco, I understand, but there is another world out there aside from hybrid cars and Ghirardelli chocolate. So, you know, talk normal. Don't just
Yeah,
you know.
Talk like this guy here. Here we go. Talk like this.
Howdy. This here's the Honorable Reverend Beauregard Cantrell of the Polk County Evangelical Church of the Latter-day Snake and Rabid Coon Handlers Association. I'm calling you boys because this one about, we got our annual convention coming up, and I want to extend a warm invitation to you to send one of your members of your internet talking show to be our honored guest at our annual convention. My fine church family and myself feel that your organization is full of experts on the carnal acts of the homosexual nature, and we're in the process of trying to weed out from our midst some closet sodomites. We're sure that we got a few hiding behind their neckties and their beautiful Sunday school teaching wives, you know what I mean? we know that when no one is looking, they are staring at the choir director's hind parts with evil thoughts. You know what I'm saying? Or sticking their tallywhackers through that glorious hole that I believe they call it. The one they cut in the bathroom wall here at the church. Anyway, well, the deacons and I have tried everything that we know to flush out these queers from our midst, and you're our last hope. Why, Deacon Jones even been trying to buy one of them their gaydars that we hear so much talk about. He's been looking everywhere. Looked on eBay. Ain't not a one to be had. So I figure you probably got a couple of them there just laying around. So if you wouldn't mind, if you can make it down to our convention, if you wouldn't mind bringing a couple of them gaydars along, that'll help us flush out these fags. Okay now, you boys have a blessed day, and we really hope you can make it down to our convention. Take care. Bye now.
Man, that was foul shit. Oh, you know, actually, so Houston, Ray and Nard took us around, and we went to this big place called the Water Wall. It was really cool. It was this giant fountain that they built on top of something, and it like recycles this water. And we took pictures. Really cool. But we'll put them on the website because it was really great. And we also did a show on Beard Podcast, and I told everybody how hot Venice Cub is, even though I'm sure nobody knows who that is. I don't know. We do have lots of gay listeners. If you go on Bear Films, there's a guy named Venice Cub. I think his name is Mike. I don't know, man. Totally, like, you know, probably not my type because he's a porn star and it's not really my type. But he's hot, man. In a dark corner somewhere, a parallel universe Herb is having sex with a Venice Cub on some other planet. I don't know how much more vague I can make that. So yeah, I'm going through Urban Dictionary and I'm looking up different things. Dick, the male genitals, an abrasive man, short form for Richard. I love the feel of his dick inside me. Stop being such a dick. His name was Dick and he had a large dick, but he was such a dick. Wow. These are great. That one got 2,000 thumbs up and only 200 down. So
what else we got to talk about, Herb?
Herbalicious H.
To the RBE.
You were going to talk about... Oh, we got some Would You Rathers. But you were going to talk about... you're going to talk about the Frapper Rapper. There was somebody else. There was like a call.
Yeah, I did the MySpace, the calls. Also, join the Frapper Map.
Oh, man. Even if you don't like us, we want to know where you're from so we know where to send
I know
the,
what we're supposed to talk about.
What?
The new Foul Monkeys shopping website.
Oh, have at it.
We do have a new website. It's through Cafe Press, where you can buy t-shirts, mugs, mouse pads, maxi pads, tampons.
Duct tape for your mouth.
Yeah.
And for your vagina.
Anyway, it's all good. Well, I ordered a shirt. It looks good. It's a black one. Yeah. And it was good quality. And you guys should go and maybe order something, like a bumper sticker or something. It helps the show a little bit, gives a little money back to the show. And then you get what you want.
Right. And order it like now, because if you wait too long, we might discover that the labels fade off of our shirts, and then we'll have to tell you on air, and then nobody will buy them. So buy them right now.
Right. But it seems to be okay now. I don't think it's going to be a problem. No. A lot of other podcasts use it also.
Yeah. So,
go there. It's on our website. It's called the Foul Monkeys. I always forget this. Let me go to the website. Here it is. It is called the Foul Monkeys Shop.
Right.
Also, go to the Foul Monkey Jungle Map link and sign up for our map.
Monkey Jungle.
Also, we have our 100th episode coming up, and we'd really like to have some calls from you guys. So give us a call at 206-984-FOUL.
Dude, yeah. Even, like, don't be a pussy. Just call us. Stop writing. Writing takes so much time.
Don't worry about having gay voice or anything like that.
Just talk. It's easier that way, man.
All you have to say is, I love Foul Monkeys. Click.
Or I hate Foul Monkeys, and I'm from San Francisco.
And I love Prince.
Just do it. Nobody cares. Let's go.
I guess we're into the show. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
Well, actually, and also, if you don't like it, join our Forever Map and tell us what you are, so we know where to send, like, you know,
exactly
the Arabs to bomb your ass.
the what are they called? The
Towelheads.
No, that's so rude.
Like, Arab isn't enough.
No, what are the people called? Jihads. Is that what they're called? The people
out? Put a jihad on somebody. It's a
fatwa. Like a curse. I thought that's what that was.
Well, it can be too, I guess. No, the Al Qaeda. There you go.
Yeah, we'll just say Al-Qaeda.
Al-Qaeda, whatever.
We want to hear some stuff from you.
Would you rather? Let's do some.
No, I think would you rather is fun with more people.
Yeah, but I want to do one.
All right, whiny bitch. Hold on.
Ricky just wants to go to bed, but I'm going to stay up for a while.
Let's see here.
Oh, and... Right.
Here you go. There's yours.
Okay. Oh, and if you haven't heard it, because it is everywhere, and if you haven't heard it, then you must be more like me than I am, because usually it takes me forever to hear, like, really popular songs, because I don't listen to that shit. So, anyway, if you've heard Give It to Me with Timbaland and Justin Timberlake and Nelly Furtado, it's good. It's actually good, man. Timbaland never ceases to amaze. So, listen to it.
So, we don't have Ryan here to do our little song, so I'll try my best to do it for him. I forget how he does it. Would you rather do this or that?
Do this or that. Would you rather eat 75 lightning bugs or a live tarantula? Covered in chocolate, I'd eat
75 lightning bugs.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know what they taste like, but some people might not know what lightning bugs are because they're fireflies. Not in all areas. So
fireflies.
Like, they don't have them in Florida.
Right.
So
we have click beetles, which also light up, but they're not the same kind.
Okay, so here's mine. You ready?
Right.
Would you rather notice live maggots in your Milky Way after you've eaten two big bites, or find a few pubic hairs at the bottom of your Caesar salad? Pubic hair.
Damn. Well, actually, you know, maggots, like, health-wise,
they stink. I don't care.
But no. But health-wise, like, I don't know. I'm trying to think that actually might...
They eat dead things. Maggots.
Yeah, but a Milky Way isn't dead.
No, but something's in there that makes them eat it.
That's true. Okay, yeah. Caesar salad.
Yeah. Pubic hair.
You know, one time my mom...
It's not like I've never had a pubic hair in my mouth before. Oh. Whoops.
Yeah, but if it's another man, it's cheating. So one time my mom was eating a Caesar salad, speaking of which, and a fly was, like, struggling and crawling out from under a lettuce leaf, like, drenched in dressing. I felt bad for him.
Grody.
I let him go. Cleaned him off.
Did she get free food?
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. My mom raises hell with shit like that. Oh, my God, there was plastic in my pizza. You bitches owe me four. Cedric, put in a doggy bag.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and end the show. It was good to be back after about a week and a half of recording.
Yeah, man.
I hope we found it funny. Next time, I think several other people will be here. But
I hope we found it funny, too. Yeah,
I know, right? I want to remind everyone to go to the website, www.foulmonkeys.com. Leave us comments.
Yep.
Also, go to or send us an email at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
And hit up our MySpace at youknowwhat.com/MySpace. Or excuse me.
Loser.
MySpace.com/FoulMonkeys.
And make sure you give props to Misty because she's the one keeping up with it.
Yeah, man. I mean, we have a friend named Kyle who has an incredibly hot southern voice.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Kentucky. And I never heard his voice until last night, but he's working on our website. Slow as he can because he just moved in with his boyfriend, so I imagine the bunny sex is in full swing.
Right. And also give us a call at 206-984-FOUL. We love the telephone calls more than anything. Even if you fucking hate us and you want to call and bitch us out and tell us how bad we are,
right?
We love it. Do it.
And don't worry about your long distance minutes. Just call after 9.
Right. Do.
It's easier than writing, I promise.
Join the Frapper Map. And go buy stuff at the Foul Monkey Shop because the money that you spend gives us a little bit to spend more on the show.
Yeah, man.
And
the shirts are really hot. Like, seriously. We got some boxers on there?
Yeah, boxers.
Yeah, those. I would definitely buy those. And poke
it. We have G-strings on there, too.
Poke it, like, right through, like,
that's hot.
Your mouth in the picture of the Foul Monkeys animation.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's hot. No, your mouth, well, your mouth too, but yeah, anyway, go ahead.
I just want to let everyone know that I listened to a couple podcasts and I want to share it with you,
mm-hmm.
And hopefully you guys will go take a listen, and if you like them, make sure you comment and tell them where you heard them from.
Yep.
I listened to a podcast called The PNS Explosion. They're out of Chicago, three great guys, they're funny as hell. B-Talk, of course.
Hot guys.
Minnesota, pretty funny.
Shannon is fucking cute.
The Little Fatty Cast. I listen to them. They're funny. They're out of South Carolina. South Kakalaki.
Mm-hmm.
Bear Podcast, who we just did a podcast with. So probably within the next week, you might want to check them out. Mm-hmm. And you're going to hear us on their show. And I listen to JT Online, Real Man Wear Pink, and Don't Drop the Soap.
And Podtrash.
Yeah. And JT runs all of those. Those are pretty good. You can find those all on iTunes. And then last but not least, I just started listening to Pop Trash Radio, and I love it. You guys should go and listen. Lala, thank you for calling me and letting me know that you still love us. And I would love to have a podcast with you just one day. But you have to show your big boobies to me, though. We love the boobies.
Uh-huh.
Anything else, Herbalicious?
Wouldn't ask for another.
Anyway, yeah, we're done.
I need you.
Oh, me so horny. All right,
so we're out of here.
Keep it felt.
Have a great week.
Well, hello there, Ricky. This is the Honorable Reverend Dr. Billy Lancaster of the Polk County Evangelical Church of the Latter-day Snake and Raccoon Handlers Association. I'm calling you this day to offer you a fine, warmest invitation to send a member of your internet talking show to be our honored guest at our annual convention. My fine church family and myself feel your organization is full of experts of the carnal acts of the homosexual nature. We are in the process of trying to weave from our midst so closest sodomites. Oh, don't put this one on the internet. We'll have to do this one again. Well, hey there, this is the Honorable Reverend Billy Lancaster calling on behalf of Polk County Evangelical Church of Latter-day Snake Handlers. And man, we gotta ask y'all boys a couple favors here. Gotta get you to come down to our next meeting on the 14th to the 7th of July. We're gonna have we need you to bring your gaydar, man. How much can we rent one of them for? Been looking on the eBay trying to find one, but been unsuccessful thus far. We're trying to get FDA approval on our latest creation, Gay Gill Juice, patent pending, of course. Yeah, we're going to need you to come down there and flush out some test subjects because we can't get no approval until we have that. But, yeah, if you could just bring the gate off, flush the quiz out of our midst, I'd appreciate it. Give us a call. Bye.